now your hosts of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NVR Electronics and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. And good morning. It is 7:30, 45 degrees, and it is time for our Tech Talk program. Hello, Charles Miller. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Charles Mall still on hiatus, you know, on vacation, taking care of his wife. I guess it's her birthday, you know, time. And got to go do something fun there. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm here in the studio today, and we're talking technology. It's good morning to everybody out there. And you know, this whole thing with everything going on in this lifetime, as you get older, you start to feel as though you're losing touch with technology or reality in a sense.
Speak to me, Big Daddy.
You know, and that happens to all of us. I mean, in everything, you're always trying to find some kind of way to keep yourself in the loop. But as you get older, it seems like things get further away from you and more complicated. It's terrible when you have to go ask your grandkids, how do I do this on my iPhone? How do I do this on my Android? You know, what do I do? And they have to show you because they're up into technology. This is what their lives are. Mm-hmm. Ours are kind of a little different. So, you know, experiencing this last week, I spent a lot of time with people who were trying to get themselves into, older folks that are trying to get themselves into technology. And I spend a lot of time, sometimes more than I need to, because I'm a very busy person. But I'll take that few moments to show them, hey, this is what you need to do. But when it comes to software, you know, I'm lost. I'm not any better than they are at software. I'm the hardware guy. Mm-hmm. And so some guy asked me the other day, and I thought we'd cover that this morning. He said, so what do you do here? I mean, you fix phones. We see that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them.
But do you do software? You don't do software. I said, no. Hardware and software are two different things.
Completely.
Yeah. When we look inside of a phone and I see capacitors and diodes and transistors and resistors and EEPROMs and all these different electronic components, that's what I do. But when you have a program that runs all those things, I don't do that. Nope. That's your computer guys.
Yeah.
You know, those nerds that sit in there and with a computer and tell you the ones and zeros. Those are the guys that can help you with those kinds of problems. But at NBR Electronics, and I thought we'd cover this morning. Mm-hmm. We've never really told you what we do there. Mm-hmm. But you've seen it. I'm a busy person. People in and out of there all day.
All the time.
And I deal with not just phones. I mean, we do phones, but I didn't start the company to do phones. In fact, when I first started, we never did a phone. All of my stuff is board level repairs for circuit boards. So we get a lot of circuit boards that people bring in, and we do those kinds of repairs. If you have circuit boards at home in any kind of devices, such as, let's say, not a home stereo, but let's say a TV board, and you've got a short in this TV board, like a power supply, let's say, and it's got a problem, you can bring that power supply to me, and we can fix it outside of the board or outside of the TV. We can fix those kinds of things. Did you have a call coming in?
I think so, but we'll see how this goes. All right. Good morning. Hi, you're on the air with Tech Talk. How can we help you? Okay, maybe not.
I guess we don't have that one. But anyways, so going back to that, I do all kinds of different types of circuit boards. For instance, here's a good example. We do automotive stuff. I had clusters, guys that are mechanics, and you're out there listening today, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a cluster on your dashboard that has all your little step motors that control your gauges.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those are very complicated to replace. And, of course, I did a couple of those this week. But when you bring those step motors in and say, hey, look, I can't solder these on, they come in kits. These guys bring them in to me and say, can you solder these on? That's things that I can do for you. And, of course, you know, it's not just step motors. In fact, we had one this week that the whole kit came with the step motors to, you know, turn your gauges. Mm-hmm. And then also it had little lights, little bulbs to go in and light up your dashboard. So when you're looking at your car, you know how all the gauges light up. There's little tiny bitty bulbs on that board that have to be soldered down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's micro soldering. And so a lot of guys are like, you know, I don't want to deal with that. Or taking the step motor off that thing. Mm-hmm. When you go to desolder those, because of the way the factories do them, it's really complex, and sometimes you can end up having to try to take a needle and digging those out, and guys have done that, and they end up damaging the board. So, you know, they try to do these by themselves, and sometimes they just end up having to buy a whole new cluster, which could be, you know, $400 or $500.
That's expensive.
So if you come into a place like mine, we did one the other day, replaced all the components, you know, the five-step motors. It had, I think, five or six. It had six, I think, step motors. Mm-hmm. And then it had all the lamps, probably like 20 lamps mm-hmm. on this thing. And we changed all those out. It was $120 for the guy to get this done. You know, and he brought in the parts, brought in the cluster, and we did it right there in my shop. So this is the kinds of things I do. Another thing may be something like you have a key fob. And people would say, well, you know, it's just a key fob. But you don't realize that some of these key fobs are... So a couple $100s.
Oh, yes, they are.
So if you
try
have
losing
to have
one.
It, yeah, if you have to have it reprogrammed or whatever, and you're going, man, I don't want to have this reprogrammed. It's expensive. If you bring it in, sometimes the reason yours is not working, it could just be something on the little board, circuit board in there, like a resistor or a capacitor or a diode or even a cold solder joint that went bad. You can bring those in, and we'll fix them at NBR Electronics. Now, some stuff we don't want to do. I mean, if you bring in a tablet that you paid $60 for at Walmart, and the labor is $55 an hour in there, plus the part, you're going to pay more for the repair than you would to just go buy another $60 tablet. Mm-hmm. Tablets like an iPad, for instance, or a Samsung high-end Samsung tablet, those are worth fixing because you pay $400 or $500 for these iPads, and a screen replacement may only be $85 or $120. You bring it in and you get it done and you take it home. You've saved some money than going to buy a new tablet. But that's the stuff we do at NBR Electronics. All the board level stuff that you have, there may be a circuit board in your saw. There may be a circuit board in some kind of a device that you have laying around the house. I've fixed police scanners. Scanners that scan for metal under the ground, you know. That.
Oh, those guys, yeah.
Yeah, the expensive ones. But I'm talking about for big contractors. We've done them for Phillips, you know, where the guys go and they look for pipes up underneath the ground. We fix some of those machines that get damaged. Anything with circuit boards, we can pretty much look in and see what we can fix. Now, going to that, micro-soldering SMD technology, which is we call surface-mounted technology. This surface mounted devices are so small, sometimes you can't get parts for those. But you can get it diagnosed as to see what is happening. Sometimes it can just be a cold solder joint. So if you have questions about what we do at NBR Electronics, you can always call. If you have devices that need repairing, you know, not lamps or things like that, because it may not be worth it. You might be able to go buy the lamp for $14, $15. You're not going to want to pay $55 for the hour, but it's still going to take time to tear it all apart and put new cords in or whatever needs to be done. So some of that may not be cost effective to you, unless it's an antique and it's something you want to hang on to.
Very precious, you bet. Yeah.
Yeah, I did a clock recently.
You were telling me about this. This is pretty amazing.
It was an amazing clock. I've never seen one like it before, but it had all kinds of moving parts in it. And as the clock ticked, you know, this little lady would rock in her rocking chair in a little living room with a fireplace that was going on and had little lights in it and everything. I mean, there was a pretty complex clock. Mm-hmm. So the guy brought it in. He goes, I don't know if it's worth getting this fixed. We ended up fixing it, but to find the parts for it, we got online and found out that these things were $600-$700 for some of these devices. And I was going, wow, you've got an antique here, and it's really classic. So we ended up fixing it for around $80. And this person was so happy because he's got a, you know, $400 or $500 clock. Mm-hmm. That is worth money. It's an actual collector's item. So, you know, things like that, you might want us to look at it. But at NBR Electronics, that's what we do. We do board-level repairs.
Wow, unbelievable. But thanks for explaining that. Sounds like you get your eyes kind of tired.
I do, in a day's time. Trust me.
We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to be back with more Tech Talk here in just a moment after this one-minute timeout.
Building healthy relationships is often a difficult, lifelong process, but you can find health and hope in just 1 minute. Focus on the Family Minute is sound marriage, parenting, and personal growth advice from today's leading experts, plus encouragement and insight from your favorite authors and Christian personalities. Focus on the Family Minute. It could change your day, your perspective, maybe even your life.
Brought to you by Grace Community Church, weekday mornings at 740 and 1400 K1.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, and of course the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Alrighty, you know what it means. It means your alarm clock went off there, Charles.
Yes. And the best part of that is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da at the end. You know, it's just kind of that's a great little tune. That came way back. I mean, that goes way back in time. I don't even remember the date of that, but I'm sure Joe knows. But yeah. Thanks, Joe, for that great thing. Because the day that I heard that, I was so excited. Because I used to play that when I was just a teenager in a radio station in KFEL, Pueblo. So that was kind of cool.
Man, we just thought we'd have a little bit of fun with that because, you know, we were talking, you know, tech talk, and then we were talking about TikTok with your clock, and then all of a sudden, alarm, hey, let's do the thing here.
And but, you know, when I had my little radio show and I was trying to dig these tapes up, I'm still looking for them because I've got so many tapes. But for Joe, you know, there was old Mellow Yellow commercials, and they were comical. So every once in a while, you could throw one in there just for a vintage look at past technology. But they had Too Fast Fletcher and some other guy, and he would do these stupid things, you know, like shoot a guy from a rubber band clear across a field, and he was drinking his Mellow Yellow while he's in the air, and they're talking about it. This whole commercials were funny. I mean, they were great things, and if I could find those, they would be kind of fun to just put up there and let people hear this neat little stuff from the past. They were old commercials, but we still drink Mellow Yellow.
We still do.
You know, it's still out there. Yeah. So
it's still mellow, and it's still yellow.
I don't know whatever happened to those fun commercials. They were really fun. I used to look forward to hearing them on the radio because they always had some new fangled commercial, but that just goes to show my age. Anyways,
I want to remind everybody of the phone line. If you want to talk, we can talk this, we can talk tech, we can talk all kinds of fun stuff here because Charles well versed in about everything.
Well, share with us. You know, we want to hear what you have to say.
1-800-749-5936. Mr. Miller?
You can always call in and talk to us, but you know, if you have a question about a device that you have, we can tell you if it's worth fixing or not. You know, we do a $45 diagnostic where we can look at what's going on and tell you if it's worth repairing or not. And, you know, it'll take that 1 hour. We give you a 1 hour. It's normally 55 an hour in there, but we do a $45 diagnostic fee, which will let us be able to get in and see if we can help you at least be able to repair it if the parts are available. A lot of times you can't get schematics on certain devices. And people go, well, can you just hunt and try to find what's shorted? Well, that could take days. I mean, you look at a circuit board, they're pretty complex. So it's like a street in New York. Streets all over the place, and you're having to try to find one little tiny shack in the middle of all this. You wouldn't know where to begin unless you had a map.
That's true.
And so that's what a schematic does for us. It allows us to be able to see each tracing and where they run to. You know, like if you have a capacitor connected to a diode that does a function, how is that happening? It's in that roadmap that tells us where it's going. And so we know in a section of a board, let's say you got a TV board, and you got a main board for a TV. On that main board, you have different sections of the board. You've got one that controls your video. You've got one that controls your audio. Then you've got one that controls your coaxial signals coming in. You've got one that for all your HDMI. So there's little sections all over that board, but knowing which section is what is it's the schematic that tells us that.
Wow.
So I can look at a schematic and go, okay, this is feeding this HDMI slot. So he's not getting HDMI. Let's go in and look at this. And then you can find that, okay, we've got a blown diode here. Let's get into that circuit and let's fix that diode. That's how we do it at NBR Electronics. We do this board level repair and we use oscilloscopes and different things. And people go, what is an oscilloscope? It looks so complex. And it is complex, but all it is just showing is data in time. You know, how long it takes in milliseconds or nanoseconds or seconds to be able to measure a waveform in time. And in that time, it'll tell us what's happening in a certain circuit. So, you know, we use these oscilloscopes and different tools, you know, voltmeters and whatnot, to be able to go in and test diodes and capacitors, resistors, and be able to tell you what's happening.
Wow. 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 It's kind of like surgery
for
electronics.
It is. And I'm not a mechanic, but I understand the frustrations mechanics experience because sometimes they may have an ignition that's not correctly. It'll work sometimes and then not work.
Intermittent, yeah.
And they're having intermittent problems. And what happens usually is because cars go through cold, hot seasons, humid seasons, dry seasons. I mean, the car's going through all kinds of different temperatures and zones that it eventually starts to weaken the solder. And as it's bumping around, little devices start coming unsoldered, or you get corrosion built up on them from external atmospheres and whatnot.
Wow, yeah.
We can go in there. If you bring those modules in, we can open them up and we can fix them. I've fixed a lot of ignition modules for people where they brought them in and said, man, this part was going to cost me like $600 and you fixed it for, you know, $55. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. You know, because it typically is that, like I said, the $45 diagnostic, but sometimes we can skip over that if we already know what the problem is.
Yeah.
We may know that this has got a burnt out diode or a transistor. We'll just go ahead and start replacing that, and then it's usually just under an hour, so it's about $55 to get it fixed.
Wow.
Without the diagnostic, yeah.
Now, you're talking about schematics. During the break, you basically showed me a picture of a dashboard.
Yeah.
And then the covering was taken off. And then we saw all of the different components all laid bare there. But you, again, without the schematic, I mean, you pretty much know where you are, but that schematic is that map that takes you where
sure.
you really, absolutely, positively need to be.
Exactly.
So there are different layers to everything that's being done.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
It's not just,
yeah.
you know, hey, let me take a look.
Well, in electronics, there's a lot of mathematics.
Tons.
You know, you have to know mathematics because
yes.
you're going to be dealing with different types of circuits and the voltages that are carried in those circuits.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm working on a, let's say, a cluster for a car, I'm looking at this cluster. I don't need a schematic to pretty much tell me, hey, there's a problem with this. Let's see if we can diagnose where this problem's coming from.
Yeah.
I can usually go through the tracings on because they're more simple than you think on that type of a device.
Look pretty complicated.
Yeah, it is. It is for most people. They would look at it and go, where would you even begin? But we know what to look for.
Yeah.
At my place, I can tell you if he's having some problems, let's say with the LED display or LCD display. On there's little LCDs, which are liquid crystal diodes that light up either blue or red or orange or whatever color they decided.
Mm-hmm.
And when those light up, you may have one that's missing. So, like, for let's say on a digit 8, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got, like, 7 different 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, you got 7 different LCDs or, you know, those liquid crystals, those diodes that light up. You've got 7 of those for the letter 8. So, if you've got these and you're trying to figure out, okay, why is it always showing 6 when I know it's supposed to be 8? You've got one of those diodes out,
yeah.
Those light-emitting diodes. So we're going to go in there. We're going to find out which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's an LCD, it's a liquid crystal device. We're going to go in and find out which one's damaged. And in doing so, we can follow that circuit and say, okay, there's no voltage getting to this part. Let's replace this part.
Mm-hmm.
So once we replace it, there your digit
comes
back
on. Yeah, you're good
to
go.
Yeah. So that's what we do at NBR Electronics. Mm-hmm. So there's no confusion. We work on electronic circuit boards. In doing phones, It's the same thing. You have circuit boards in a phone. We can tell you what's happening with your phone. If it's just draining the battery super fast, it's probably due to overcharging, which caused destruction to either the battery cells or the power management chip. And if those two got, if the battery's bad and the power management chip's okay, we can replace the battery. But if you've let it burn out that power management chip, you won't know till you put a battery in it. But if it continually drains, then we know it wasn't the battery. It was in that power management chip, which a lot of times those have to be done on a factory board. I mean, they have to be sent in to the factory that created them, because a robotic arm goes in there and solders those down. They're too small for us to deal with. It could be microscopic, you know, and those parts, some of those resistors are just super small.
Wow. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more of our Tech Talk program with Charles Miller from NBR Electronics after this one-minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatandAir.com.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Good morning. It is 7:52. You're listening to Tech Talk, and our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. Charles Miller is with us here from NBR Electronics.
Yes, and hey, this last week, I was talking about automotive electronics and so forth. You know, I recently purchased a truck. And in doing so, I was listening to some speakers in there and was hearing this crackling sound. I remember a friend of mine who was telling his son, you got to quit playing your music. Your music's so loud in my truck because you've blown out my speakers. And this young man kept telling his dad, look, I don't play it loud. I don't know why you keep thinking I did it. You know, so anyways, I was thinking, This is blown. This speaker's blown. So, the guy that sold it to me is elderly. So I'm sure he was just blasting this radio to be able to hear it and blew the speaker. Well, I found out something this week.
What's that?
It wasn't a blown speaker. I mean, it was. I mean, the speaker's damaged. But it wasn't blown due to volume or whatever. When I took that panel off and got in behind there and got the speaker out and looked at it, it was moisture. And what happens is these speaker cones are made out of a paper type material, which is like almost like a cardboard.
Yeah.
But when you leave the car door open and it's raining outside, you're talking to someone, water's getting down in there, and it gets on that speaker, especially in trucks. Mm-hmm. The way the speakers are designed into the doors, it just seems like the water just goes right there.
Like a magnet.
Yeah, and it just gets on that and softens that paper, and then it becomes brittle. And when it becomes brittle after it dries, it starts to break apart. So I'm sitting there listening to this thing. I'm going down the street and it's going, and I'm hearing this vibrating puff. And so I thought, I'm going to have to look at this. So I pulled the speaker out and I'm tapping it, the cone with my finger. And all of a sudden you're hearing, and I'm going, okay, that's why it's damaged. So the first thing I did is I got online and I said, now I know they make a waterproof speaker, because I've seen... I've fixed a lot of devices where they're outdoor speakers for concerts, and they have waterproof speakers in there. So I got online and found a waterproof speaker, and I'm replacing them in my doors with these waterproof 200-watt or 250-watt speakers. So, you can crank those up and listen to them. They're not going to damage them. A lot of times it wasn't because of volume that you have these crackly-sounding speakers. Mm-hmm. It may be because of water has gotten down in behind there. The manufacturers never really did get that straight. I don't know what it is about doors in cars, but they never did get it to where you know, you can leave the door open and the rain's hitting it. It's probably not a wise idea to leave the door open when it's raining.
No.
I usually close mine. But I've been in conversation with somebody and the door's open and the rain's coming down. But you got to be more aware of that. You do have electronics in your door, you know, switches and all kinds of things that can get corroded and rusted. So anyways, that was kind of an interesting thing on my end. I didn't know that those speakers would turn to paper, you know, and kind of be brittle after they got moisture. So anyways, food for thought.
It's not always the kids.
No, it's not always the kids. And finding out how to take your door panels off is pretty complex because I'm not a mechanic. But I did get in there and replaced my own.
That's amazing. That is amazing. It is 7:56. We're about 4 minutes away from the top of the hour here. 1-800-749-5936 is our number. And Charles Miller is here with us on our Tech Talk program.
Yes, and another thing I was going to bring up to, we're in the season, the summer season. A lot of you are getting your RVs out, and you're getting ready to head down the road. Let me just give you a piece of advice. I had several of these this month that have come in already, but what happened is they blew out their control center on that has your pump, your water pump, your switches for your leveling, switches for all different sorts of things that are on there, you know, that it turns on, and it's a panel on the wall as you come into most of your RVs. And one of the guys came and said, this got blown out, and I'm not sure what happened, but those boards are expensive. So we went in, and we could go in and diagnose those and find out what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you may need a schematic depending on the complexity of your trailer. But when we got into it, one of the things I found out is that they had taken the power cord that goes to the electrical boxes when you pull up to a camping site.
Your
hookups. And they couldn't get it to fit in this one type of fitting. Instead of going to buy an adapter, they cut the ground off.
They thought,
if we just cut this ground off, we'll get power. So they took that little ground post and cut it off and then stuck it in there. Well, the first surge they got, it just blew everything. And I told the guy when he brought it in, this one board this week, I said, there's no repairing that. I mean, it blew out everything. All your FETs on the front of the board are gone. And your diodes, they're all burned out. That's going to have to be replaced.
Could have been avoided for $3.50.
Yes. And just go down and buy you an adapter. That adapter may be $15, $20, whatever. But it will save you. Yeah. Don't cut your grounds off. And I used to see this with sound systems when I was a kid. Guys would come in and they would say, I got a 3-prong plug and I need it to be a 2-prong. So they would cut that grounded prong off. And what happened is, immediately you start getting hums in your amp. And this hum's happening. They're going, why am I getting this hum? Well, you cut the ground off.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're getting
the
hum?
Bad,
You know, so I would go back and have to put a whole new cord on there just to fix these ground issues.
Man.
They make plugs for these things. So don't go cutting your grounds off. But if you do have problems with your RV and you're having some circuit board issues, if you can pull the circuit board, some of them unscrew, and then they just unplug, you can bring them down. We can take a look at them and make sure that you don't have any blown, just like a, sometimes it's just a fuse. There is an inline fuse that's SMD, what we call surface mounted device.
Yes.
It's a small little 120 volt, you know, just like maybe a 15 amp, little tiny bitty, or 30 amp, sometimes it's just like a 30 amp, the fuse that's on that line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a T model, and what we call the SOT package.
Mm-hmm.
And we can replace those for you if that's all that's burned out.
Very good.
So, NBR Electronics, that's what we do here.
And tell everybody where you're located.
NBR Electronics right here at KWON, the same building, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips. We're on the southwest corner of the building, and we're here to serve your every need.
And I promise you I will not come downstairs and say, hey, we just cut the prong off this cord.
Do that.
No, I won't do that because I know what that will bring. I want to thank you very much. I want you to have yourself a great, relaxing weekend. We'll catch you again pretty soon, okay? All righty, stay tuned. We have news at the top of the hour, plus your local news and more on the way. Hang tight.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Cammy McCormick. After the latest mass shooting, a strong reaction from President Biden. Correspondent Nikki Batiste reports.